I just wanted to record a quick audio boo as I'm just trying to set up an account on the internet on a Google service and have come across what is probably one of my greatest frustrations in internet browsing. We all have problems getting through the ridiculous capture devices where they show you a image of a word that's all compressed together or with odd-shaped letters or whatever it is, and you have to type it in. Imagine, however, if you have a visual impairment as well. Clearly, if you have very, very little sight or no sight, then you won't be able to see it at all. If, like me, you have a little bit of sight, it can still be extremely difficult. And some services, including Google, put an alternative version of the capture device on here. Sometimes you might have seen a link to click. It says if you're visually impaired or if you can't see the device. But I wonder how many people have actually clicked on it, particularly Google engineers. Has anybody actually ever tried listening to one of these things and answering it? I'll play it to you now. See, it helps if it actually starts at all. Last time I tried this, it took about 5 goes to get it to work. Let's try again. It doesn't want to play to me now. This is really helpful. Thank you, Google. Let's try again. Nope. And again. I mean, perhaps Google thinks that I've got a vast amount of time to waste putting in letters that I can't see on a thing or bits that don't come across in the audio capture device. I have to say, eventually, earlier on when I tried this, it did actually play it to me properly. It just seems that you have to keep trying it until it bothers giving you a proper one that you can actually use. But if it doesn't, then I can't use this. Oh, it's now frozen on me. This is very useful. Right, let's see if it unfreezes. Last time, when it unfroze, it actually played it to me properly. So, we'll see what happens this time. It did take about 30 seconds, though, so do chat amongst yourselves. I think this does underline a point about web accessibility, though, that where accessibility is an add-on, an afterthought, something thought about once you've designed the rest of the service, quite often it just doesn't work. And actually where it's built in, quite often there's much more luck. Here we go. All right, I'll try it this time. 2, 16, 9, 5, 7, 9, 7. Okay. See what happens when I click on go. Oh, surprise, surprise, it doesn't work. So I try again. And we could just keep going like this all day, couldn't we? But I can't really be bothered, so Google can lose my custom on this occasion. If it's appropriate to call it custom when you're not actually paying for it. Anyway, I mean, I think this point about accessibility is something that should run through everything. If you build it in from the start, if you think when you're designing your product or service, actually, how can I make this available to the widest possible range of people, then you wouldn't have done this in the first place. You would have, whatever you created would have been quite useful. So, for instance, there's one that I've used. I think it's actually on the Audioboo website, possibly, on the help section, where it asks you to answer a mathematical sum or something like that. far more sensible, far more accessible. Seems a much better way of doing it. It's just a shame that people like Google and quite a few other big name websites can't be similarly innovative. There we go, my groan for the evening.